This is Duchess Willow, and you are listening to the Ebony Femdom Phonesex.com podcast. Are you afraid to find out that you might be a sissy? You know what it will mean, surely. That if you are, in fact, a sissy, you're going to be enrolled in the Ebony Femdom Feminization School. It's what brought you here. You read the title, Signs That You Are a Sissy, and you were hooked. Honestly, there's nothing to be afraid of. The only thing you're going to lose is your man card. The first sign that you're a sissy will be the one that strikes you the most. Your girlfriend kissed you and her dark red gloss stained your lips. Now a normal man would just wipe his mouth off. You didn't. After she left, you wore that red kiss for the rest of the day. You stared at your reflection in the mirror, fascinated by the possibilities of being transformed. The erection that tinted your pants made it clear something else was happening in your psyche. Even though you agreed to take your lady shopping for new lingerie, once you got to the boutique, it was clear that you were more interested in fingering the many different styles of satin and lace panties than you were in seeing your woman try on lingerie. Remember how red-faced you got when the sales lady asked you if you wanted to try on anything yourself? Thank goodness your girlfriend was in the dressing room, or you would have had some serious explaining to do. And then there was that Halloween party, the one you went to dressed as Marilyn Monroe. Red lipstick, blonde wig, makeup expertly done with the help of your lady aunt Sephora. The billowing satiny dress, breast forms, and silky soft panties. You didn't tell her how hard you got when you felt the silk of those panties pressed against your cock, but you did jerk off while still wearing the dress and lingered before changing back into your masculine form. I know you wondered how far this obsession would go and where it was leading. And this was your final defining moment. The day your girlfriend told you she wanted to try couples BDSM. That's when you found out about coerced feminization and how excited it made you being stripped of your masculinity and pantied and prettied up like a little sissy doll. Of course, your girlfriend was less than thrilled when she realized that you enjoy being dominated, emasculated, and pantied more than being a man and being with her. So she stopped fucking you, and your sex life became less and less active. You secretly began dressing up in outfits similar to the little Bo Peep garb the Dom made you wear as she humiliated you in front of your girlfriend. The dominatrix suggested you enroll in sissy training, and that is when you balked, because it finally hit you that this would become your life, and not just a dirty little secret that you hid in a panty drawer. Finally, here we are. We're having this conversation and your eyes are tearing up and you're weeping silently out of fear and excitement. Because while you do want this, you're terrified. What will people think if the Ebony Femdom exposes you as a sissy? Well, let me put your mind at ease. Your girlfriend is planning on breaking the news to you that she's leaving you for her coworker. the firm that you work for, discovered months ago that you were streaming sissy feminization porn to your work computer, and you're already the laughingstock of the office. Your secretary works the underground BDSM scene and has seen you at the dungeon, dressed up in your ruffles and petticoat. No one will be surprised if you're collared by me and enrolled in Ebony Femdom Sissy Training. Who do you think referred you to me? So here's where your Ebony Femdom feminization begins. If you're uncertain of what happens next, I can tell you in clear terms that you've been groomed and led gently into servitude to the Duchess. The Ebony Femdom can be gentle and sometimes not so gentle. You are, by reading my blog post at Ebony Femdom Phone Sex and listening to this audio, enrolling yourself into Duchess Willow's Ebony Femdom Feminization Academy. Your next step is to call me, and then we'll find out what kind of sissy you are. To call me, dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow. You can also email willow@enchantrixempire.com and follow me on the Twitter @DuchessWillow_. Make sure you put the underscore at the end, otherwise it will send you to an account that is not mine. And all of this information can be found on the blog. I would suggest that you subscribe. And that blog is ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. And that is where you can read the title of the blog, Signs That You Are a Sissy, Ebony Femdom Feminization. I hope you've enjoyed this little journey, this little test of whether or not you're a sissy, and have a wonderful morning.